Mark chapter 2.
Bless him, Lord. Glory to God.
I appreciate you being in the assembly tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was.
Yes.
And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Yes.
But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise and take up thy bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose and took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. You may be seated.
Yeah.
I want to preach on this scripture tonight, God being my helper.
Bless him, Lord.
I've enjoyed the service already and the feeling and the touch of God here. Somebody's been cooking.
Bless him, Lord.
And I appreciate that. Jesus comes again to Capernaum.
Thank you, Lord.
This is a big city, a big town, a going town. We call it a going place. They're by the water, by the sea, and everything going on here, a popular place. Jesus did many miracles here. And we think that this is probably in the Apostle Peter's house. The historians think that it was in his house. And he's come again to Capernaum. I thank God for his coming again. I mean, in many instances.
Yes.
I wonder tonight if there's anybody here, maybe more than one, that found Jesus Christ, got saved the first time that he touched your heart. Would you raise your hand? The first time you heard preaching and you got under conviction, got saved the same night or the same day. One hand, two hands, three hands. Ain't the rest of you glad he came again?
Amen.
He came again to Capernaum. I'm glad he didn't quit on me the first time.
Amen.
That he took my heart, but he came again. Thank God for the Lord that'll keep coming back.
Amen.
And working on you and me. And so he came to Capernaum again. And it was noise that he's in the house. When he gets in the house, there's a stirring in the community. You don't have to, it's good to advertise it and put it on the radio. I don't mean too much. It gets some people here. But when Jesus comes, it gets noise that he's in the house.
Amen.
And when he comes in the house, it changes things. It changes things at your house. It changes things at my house. It changes things at the church house. And to tell you the truth, it changes things in the state house. And in the White House. If ever was a time we need change in the state house, and the White House, and the church house, and our houses, it's tonight.
Yeah.
Jesus came, and the crowd came. It's amazing there wasn't any singing to draw the crowd, just the power of God.
Yeah.
About the only way now to get a real crowd in the Baptist church is to have a singing, or to have a feast, or a funeral.
Yeah,
and very few people come just to be a part of the service and worship in spirit and in truth.
Bless him, Lord.
But the crowd came now, and there's a crowd there so much that you couldn't get in the door. And Jesus did a strange thing here. He preached the word unto them.
Yeah.
And should we do any less when we come to the house of God?
Come on.
Us preachers, is there any reason why we shouldn't do the same as Christ done? Preach the word of God. There's nothing said here about him telling stories or jokes. He preached the word unto them.
Yeah.
The most serious thing that a man ever did is to preach the word of God. There is no time and no excuse and no reason for jokes from this pulpit.
Amen.
God help us in America tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
We've been drawn by entertainment in Hollywood until we think we've got to be entertained and have a good time. But I'm going to tell you, for a real Christian, it's a good time in my heart and life to go to church and hear preaching. I don't have to have food, nor funerals, nor a feast. Thank God, just being at the house of God. The most blessed thing for me is to hear preaching that's anointed from the throne of God. This is nothing. And Jesus preached the word. Wasn't no such thing now as the New Testament. He couldn't say turn to Mark or Matthew or Romans or Revelation. Hadn't been written yet. All he had was the Old Testament, and he had a scroll. It's an amazing thing. He didn't have to have a book to read from. They didn't have to open the book. He did, I guess. But he wrote this thing. And he's a preacher. And he still is.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, he's in heaven. If I preach, he's done it. I'm just an instrument used by him.
Yeah.
And he's still preaching tonight from this book, Old Testament, New Testament. He inspired it all. The men that wrote this book was no more than typewriters in the hand of God Almighty. Y'all believe that, don't you?
Yeah.
Men moved and ruled as they were led by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. This book, I don't know why I'm saying this, somebody needs it. This book was written over a period of probably 1400 or 1500 years. By 40 some men, different men, over a period of 1500 years. And not a mistake in it.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir. Come on.
No controversy in it. No argument. No misprints. If you didn't know, now you'd think that God had something to do with this printing of this word of God. I believe this, don't you?
Amen.
This is my life. This is my brain.
Oh, brother,
this is what gets me from day to day. It's the word of God, and Jesus preached it. And if he preached it, it's good enough for me to preach tonight. Now there's an incident. And I want you to get this. There's a pallet laying out there outside the church. And on this pallet is a man who has palsy. That word indicates that there was paralysis in this man. And he could not move, at least part of his body is paralyzed. And somewhere tonight, you have an obligation to a pallet. These four men felt it their obligation to bring this person to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's a pallet around you, somebody laying on it. That is your obligation. It may be your granddaughter, your grandson that's looking to you. You're their only hope. Getting them to Jesus Christ. Blessed be the day when God's people understands that we're the tools God uses to get people to come where they can get under the sound of the preaching of the Word of God. If all they ever hear out of me, if all my children, my grandchildren, so I went to church today, singing wasn't much, and they prayed and didn't feel anything in that, and the preacher got up and he couldn't pronounce all the words just right, I don't know how I'll go back and on. I don't entice anybody.
Amen.
I'll go home and they'll ask me about the preaching and I'll say, wonderful. Now, I'm going to tell you, it don't make any difference, educated or uneducated, it's still going to take the Spirit of God or to sing a song like it ought to be sung, like it ought to be testified.
Amen.
So Jesus preached the Word unto them.
Yeah.
I'd like to heard it.
Preaching,
I'd like to heard him sing. You know his son? The Bible said he did. He sang in the midst of the church. When they took the Lord's Supper, they sang and hymn. I believe he is singing. And to tell you the truth, I believe he is leading the singing.
Yeah.
Jesus don't come to take part. He comes to take over.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. He's God Almighty. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
He's not just the Son of God. He is God himself.
Yeah.
He was and is and shall be.
Amen.
When he is dead, wore a crown of thorns and he comes back, thank God we'll take our crown and throw them at his feet. Well, if a thing of the little team is delivered out of the power of God Almighty.
Yes.
That young girl on the hillside one morning, praying and begging God to save me, came to myself a shout in the victory, knowing that I've got eternal life in Jesus Christ. I don't know how many more messages I've got, but thank God while I'm at it, I want to tell this world
bless
I've never run on to anybody like God Almighty. There's nothing like being born to Jesus. There's nothing like
giving
your soul and knowing you're saved from the troubles of the world. Thank God. If I die in my room tonight, you tell them, oh, brother, hell is moved up.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
bless him, people got a hold of the pallet.
Bless him.
Yes.
But you know, three people can't hardly carry a pallet.
There's
a man on it. It looks like everybody had to hook up.
Bless him, Lord.
We have church that needs to be some more people hook up. My church is people I ain't heard, some I never heard testify. Comes about every Sunday. And I'm going to tell you, been there 20 some years and never heard him testify.
Come on.
Do you tell them about it? Sure I do. Don't say too much good. I've got some people who won't come at night. I reckon they're afraid of the dark.
Amen.
I've been threatening to get them a light or a lantern.
Amen.
Praise God. Are y'all hearing me?
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
I believe we don't tell you if you're hooked up to God, if you become a child of the king, where his father's doing business, you ought to want to be there. Amen. In the house of God, in the midst of old time preaching and singing. Amen. These poor men came to the house where they were carrying the man on the pallet.
Yeah,
bless him, Lord.
I wonder where your pallet is.
Oh, God.
Come on.
If you are listening to me tonight,
bless him.
You better think about who's depending on you.
Yeah.
help us.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I can get you under a burden,
bless him.
Personal, if I can get you somebody to feel your obligation,
bless you, Father.
I've been thinking about that man I met all day long, and I prayed for him two or three different times. And he was shook yesterday. I didn't tell you that. He was shook yesterday when I was talking to him. Visible. His countenance changed when I was talking to him. And he won't go about religion, you know, and not. He said, I'm not an atheist. But I'm going to tell you the worst thing in the world is not to believe any enough to get in the house of God. Yeah. That's all no force than an atheist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you here? I was hoping he's going to come back today, but I didn't see him. I'm going to tell you, he may be my pilot for a while.
No, no.
That's my obligation.
Yeah.
I have little old kids in my church that'll come and hug me. I'll set up behind the stand, and when they come in the door, they'll come straight to me and they'll say, hello, preacher. And I'm going to tell you what, that's my obligation. Those are my pastors.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And when them children come to my church, I feel an obligation to them.
Yeah.
Serve me tonight. I'm obligated to preach the gospel to them. Impact.
Amen.
I'm obligated to live by it. When I see them, at Walmart, I might have on a pair of shorts and running shoes.
Amen.
Are you here? I ain't going to the golf course and look like a ball player. Thank God. I'm an old time preacher. I want to go to the mailbox, have a shirt on.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Come on.
If they put your shirt on, you ain't going to get on that again.
Yeah, that'll be all right.
I want to tell you that we ought to be an example
in
this world. Besides what the world's got to offer, or to say an example in the people of God.
Amen.
It's real. Amen.
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 Bless you,
brother.
Now,
Jesus can take care of any situation.
Yes.
I know.
Bless you, Father.
I know He can take care of any situation. He is not feeble. His arm's not short. He can get a hold of individuals
right. And
bring them to God.
Yes.
And He can teach them so quick. Teach them so quick.
Yes.
I had a revival in North Carolina way up on the mountain. And I think we had the 14 saved, if I'm not mistaken. And grown people now, not youngins, but grown people got saved.
Yeah.
One night, a young man came under conviction on the altar.
Bless you,
and I just preached. I hadn't really got on anything. Just preached. And he came and got saved. And when service was over, I said, where'd he go? And they said, let me check. And went back there and came back and said, he's in the restroom taking that stud out of his tongue.
Amen. Yeah.
There's just something about getting born again. You don't have to
go for
5 years.
Amen. Come on.
And another fellow in the same revival did the same thing. I said, where's he at? I said, doing the same thing that other fellow did. He's getting that junk out of his lid and out of his tongue.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, once you get right with God, and the animal heathenism that's in you will come out.
Yes.
I preached one night in North Carolina, had a great revival, and I don't know how many, I think 25 got saved in that meeting. And the crowd was so great they couldn't get in the house. Standing out around everywhere, parking the cars. They finally opened the field and parked the cars over yonder. And one night, you know, in a Baptist church, when anything strange comes in, everybody hushes. And everybody hushes. And I look at these two fellas, I guess 20 or 25 years old, came down the aisle. Both of them had hair way down here. And I think they had the necklaces on. I'm pretty sure they did. And they couldn't figure out whether this girls or boys. And they sat down, they couldn't find any place, it was full. And it just happened that right over here on the side, not going back into the Sunday school room, the front seat had two places on it. Just so happened.
Yeah.
And the sinners
some singers sitting behind them, on the seat behind them, that had sung, had a good family singing, and I had to work my way up through here to have chairs. We'd go over in the daytime, and I said, I believe you put a chair right there. I've got to walk around, just give me room that I can walk around, the chairs all over, and people up and down the aisles, and the choir got up. They had to, when they came in, they had to go to the choir and stay up there. Had to stay up there all the time. And I got to preaching. God, you know, got to, that dove got to fluttering over me. Had the hair of God tail. And then the singer said, one of them boys said to the other, you better fasten your seatbelt. I don't think it's going to be like we thought it's going to be. God can have an effect.
Yes,
amen. God can have an effect. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about I ain't nothing but a vessel that God used, and every man of God the same way.
Yes.
Well, I get an invitation. Them two boys hit the altar. One run his head up under the communion table. The other one was so far out and used dope so much he never could get clear in his mind what he was supposed to do. But that one got saved. Yeah. And after the service, the preacher's trying to work with that other boy, and the one that got saved come up there and just stood by me, and he's taking his hands and just working in that hair. And I said, I don't know why, and I moved, and he didn't move, just stay with me. What's the matter with you? He said, I don't really know, but I know one thing, this stuff here's got to go. I'm talking about God.
Yes.
You say, preacher, I don't believe that doesn't make any difference. I'm just telling you, when God comes to town, Jesus comes to town, he always makes a difference.
Yeah.
I was preaching in North Carolina in the Church of God. And you say, well, you should have done that. He's not your business. God sent me where he wants me to go. We had a bunch got saved. And about the third seat, on this side here, there's a boy and his wife came in, and he just got saved. Just a different fella. And he's in the construction business, and he had two brothers, and on Tuesday night they came, and they didn't want to see what had happened to brother.
Yeah.
There's such a difference in him that day that they'd watched him, you know, and he'd changed so, and they came to the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they had earrings and everything on, and one of them had an earring up here in the top, bent his ear over, and they came and sat down, and they came the next night, and I preached, and the sheriff of heaven put them under arrest. Most boys. And they came to the altar, and they didn't really have a motor's bitch, they had a rail here. They just bowed and got a hold of that rail. They've never been in church before. And the uniform, God is deaf. They have a hard unit, and outside you almost heard them boys calling God. And they got saved. Came back the next night and had red Bibles. Both of them had red Bibles on their arm, and their earrings was gone. And nobody preached that to them. And when I got up, I said, anybody need to say anything? And that biggest boy, he'd have weighed 300 pounds a year. He got up and said, I want to say, I've been waiting down to the side of the road all of my life. And last night I got picked up. When the church gets right, when people get the hold of the cooking oil and goes to cooking at home, thanks for the house of God.
Yeah.
When they get to telling and showing sinners that there's a difference and being born again.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. They come to this altar and claim to get right and hoot and holler and run up and down the aisle. You know what I do? Say, thank God, but I'm watching you.
Yeah, man.
The police that do that, you know, wait about 6 months or a year, and you can tell more about what they got.
Yeah.
It'll change if you get saved. It'll change.
Yeah, man.
So they tore up the roof where he was.
Hallelujah.
Tore up where he was.
Yeah.
I don't know where Jesus is standing. But they found out where he was. They didn't dare to hold that counter and dig the hole up. They found out where he was. And told them, if you're going to get any part of God, you've got to find out where Jesus is.
Yeah.
He ain't going to get saved down to the Sonic Lodge.
That's right. Thank you.
I ought to hear an amen. You say, well, you don't know nothing about it. Yes, I do. I've been in the Masonic Lodge. I'm not kicking them, but it's not the church of God. It's not God's church. No. Are you hearing me tonight?
Right.
And there ought to be a difference in your life. Christ died for the church and gave himself for
it. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He didn't die for the club, nor the merchants. He died for the church.
Yeah.
The bride of Christ and gave himself for it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now there's some things need to be tore up.
Bless you.
And all about the churches, they tore the roof up before they could get the man to Christ.
Yeah.
Before a lot of times, before we can get anybody to God, there's got to be some things tore up.
Yes.
I'm not going to get in that too much. But I'm going to tell you tonight that there needs to be some changes made.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what Santa Claus has got to do with church and Christmas trees and Easter eggs. I never helped figure out what it's got to do with church. I'm going to tell you, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
And I've been honest.
I'm always
trying to be tough so you can go tell somebody that preacher for us. I'm trying to do what God wants me to do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize to God Almighty for what I put up for years until I found out I don't have to. Thank God that some things ought to be on the outside and that some other things ought to be anywhere.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
They tore up the roof where he was. Anything need to be tore up in your life? Now listen to this old wore out preacher tonight. There's a pallet in your life, or two or three or four.
Bless you.
They're probably waiting on you to get them to where God is.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on. Now, I know a lot of places where he ain't.
Yeah.
I ain't taking my kids to the beach to see if they can get a hold of some kind of spirit.
Amen.
He ain't down there.
Bless you.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And I'll tell you, this so-called rock and roll gospel, there ain't no such thing.
Amen.
It's the devil's gospel.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Can we not see nothing in the scriptures to back any of that stuff up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
bless
him,
Lord.
We've got a lot of modern day beliefs, and I just kind of feel obligated to get into it tonight that man has drawn up. They won't tell me. And you probably won't argue with me, but I got scripture and you ain't, to tell me that we're going to be took out of here before any trouble starts. Give me a verse out of the back.
Amen.
Come on. It came to the church. The church came in the fire and it's going to go out in the fire. They're going to go through the trouble. I wish you had said right, but you're not right. God help us. You better talk to them. I'll tell you, because rough times are coming on the people of God.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I've caused a fuss now, yes.
Bless you, Lord.
But I'm going to preach what I believe the Bible teaches.
Amen.
God help us. They tore up. There needs to be some preachers that will stand for the truth and right and quit going that everything comes down the pipe.
Amen.
If they just give me a part of one verse in context, I'd be inclined to believe it because I don't want to be in trouble.
Are
you all hearing me?
And
I don't want to start any fusses, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm obligated to preach this book.
Yes. Right. Yes.
All these Thursday night, Wednesday night, soul winners, you know, I'm going to the door and knocking on the door and reading down the Roman road. God help us in Jesus' name tonight.
Yes.
Invite them to the house of God.
Yeah, man. If
you need a handout prayer,
yes.
Wipe out that prayer on the back.
Yes. Come on.
Come to the house of God.
Yeah.
Come to the house of God.
Yes.
Get under conviction.
Yes.
Get born again.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You get born again, it'll be going through
yes.
the conviction and repentance and faith
yes.
in Jesus' Christ.
Yes. 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 Amen.
Oh, God. God.
Bless you, Father.
Grace, brother.
And these men let him down where Jesus was.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless him.
Get them where Jesus is.
Yes.
Is he at your church?
Bless him.
Can you say where I go to church, there's the power of God? I didn't ask you if there's good singing, if the preacher made a good talk, I'm asking you about the power of God.
Amen.
Come on, Brother Larry.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Old time spiritual preaching.
Right.
If the preacher is called of God, and in the will of God, he'll preach against sin and call it blessed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I believe that's right.
Amen.
I thank God for the record of this place.
Bless you, Lord.
I thank God.
Bless you, Lord.
I was reading back here yesterday, thanking God for some of the things that's on there. I tell you, we need some laws and rules laid down.
Yes,
in the house of God.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes,
yes, sir. Yes,
thank God we need some standards.
Sure.
To go by.
Yes,
amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Bless you, God.
Exactly.
And, we've got places now where Lady King stopped out in front of my door and came to my door and said, I want you to marry my daughter and her husband. Where they at? She sat down there in the car. And I said, well, it had been much, she had been married before. And she said, well, sort of.
Sure.
And y'all figure that one out.
Yeah, I guess.
She said she got with a child and they married to give the baby a name, but that's all right. And I said, no, ma'am, it's not all right. Nope. I said, you go down the road. I know some people down the road there and marry Billy Goat to a meal. You go down there. But here at my house, I want to stay clean in the sight of
you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Bless
the trash we took up with. In
yes, very good, Lord.
Did you know, I've been reading now for years about the church in the New Testament age and the Gospels here. And I don't know, there's not anything in there about a game center. I remember when we used to have church in one building.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Isn't that something? And if it wasn't in this New Testament church, I don't know why we need it today.
Amen.
Right.
If you've got to have a basketball court to get them in, and when you turn on the basketball court, they'll leave.
Right.
But if they come in under the sound of the gospel and get born again, you couldn't drive them off.
Come on.
Bless you, brother.
If they won't, what's right?
Yeah.
Thank God I know it's so.
Yeah, bless you.
Thank God I know it's so. And Jesus saw their faith. You got faith? I not only had faith when I got saved, I had faith before I got saved.
Bless you.
Bless you, Father.
You got to have faith before you leave your seat and come up here.
Right?
If you didn't have faith, I don't know why you would come up here. You gotta believe you can get something before you come.
Right.
That's faith. It's a sinner's faith, but it's faith in a God that He can make change you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You come up here, then it's by grace through faith, or you'll not get in. That's the only way you're gonna get in. That's the Bible way, Jesus way, Paul way.
Amen.
Everybody's way to get saved. Everybody gets saved. Have to get saved like I did.
Yeah.
Like I did.
Yeah.
You say, well, everybody's not like, doesn't make any difference. You may act different than I did when you get saved, but the same path is for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people that got in the ark had to saw the same game plan. Go up in the same door, and we'll have to do the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Bless you.
I want to tell you,
bless you, Lord.
Unsaved people tonight. I didn't believe there's anything to this.
I see.
I thought, now, I'm being fed a line here. But I watched my mom and daddy, and I knew that they had something that man didn't build.
Yes, sir.
And that's what kept me. I thought they can't. There's something missing, King, somewhere or another trying to fall on me.
Bless you.
But I'll tell you, old time condition hit me. I can't explain old time conviction to you.
Right.
But I've never been in through anything like it in all of my
life.
It's that deep down dread and burden that is on my heart.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, nothing changed outwardly. I'm still going to school and having a good time. And I'm going to tell you, there's something in my heart that's about to drag me down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I stayed under that for 2.5. Sometimes it'd be worse. Sometimes I could eat. Sometimes I couldn't. Spent a lot of time off by myself.
Bless you.
But that blessed morning, just before the sun came up, the sun came down.
Hallelujah.
He did a thing in my heart and soul that morning. And I'm going to tell you how
big we are.
Thank God.
Yes.
I'll never get over that and don't want to get over it. But you won't get over it either.
Yes. Bless you.
Right. Jesus saw their faith. Your children saw your faith. You tell them you're about to go down, you don't know whether you can hold out or not. You cry and say, thanks for that. I don't know. I made this quick church altogether. Shame on you.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Bless you, Father.
Right. I go to church Sunday. They tell me they don't want me anymore. I've had it happen, not in my place here. But I've had it happen. One night in the church, they told me they didn't want me anymore. That's kind of angry. And I got my wife and my children and went down the aisle. I thought maybe they was going to spit on my kids. I went out and got my old car. I don't know how many 1,000 miles it had on me.
I
started up the road. I thought I was wrenching, you know, and getting thrown out of the church and looked me out. I thought I was right. I was crying. My wife's crying. The kids crying. They didn't know why.
Bless you.
But I'd gone up the road a little ways. I don't know, 8 miles or so to Blackstone. And I felt an arm go around me, and I reached over to my wife. It wasn't her.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. I got home, I cried, went back in the bedroom and lay across the bed. Way down in the bottom rock in my soul, I felt a bloop-bloop. Bubbling up in me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God for them bloop-bloops.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's calm down in the darkest, lowest hours and the worst time in the world when God passes by.
Yeah.
And you know there's hope.
Uh-huh.
Bless you,
Lord. Yeah.
Instead of going, all them folks are dead, but I'm still a going.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
He's a soldier faith and set in the stick of the policy. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Rise and take it. They said, who can forgive sins but God only?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Right.
Yeah. Jesus said, Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? He didn't know he's talking to it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The only real truth there is.
Yeah.
I see.
They got to quarreling, catching up. You know, I don't know when people get born again. That's an amazement to me. I started preaching in 1960. I saved in 1951. And still the most amazing thing is for me to see an old outlaw come to an altar and get born again, see the change in
it. Yeah.
Women come, you know. I had a meeting in North Carolina. A lady come, and the preacher said, told me before service, that woman back on, she's hooked up with a circus. She's living with one of them heathens that run the circus, and she's come home. She's come to this meeting. She said, Lord God, pray for her. She'd get saved. Said she's been everywhere, all over the world, following that old circus, and that man works in that circus. I gave the invitation, here she comes, down the aisle, others come. She got born again. I mean, got saved. Preacher called me later on in the night, my phone rung, I believe that's the way it was, and said, you know what? That old girl come home and called that old heathen and said, it's over, bud, hit the road. If you want to stay with me, you're going to have to get born again. We're going to get married.
Yeah. Yeah.
The shacking up's a low down dirty sin.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. You get born again, you quit all that junk.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I read in the USA Today that discussion in there saying that is probably a real good idea for the daughter to bring in her boyfriend and live in the house, or the son to bring a girl in and live in the house. Actually had the gall to say, we believe now that it's a pretty good idea. That's right out of the smoke of hay.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
And he got delivered. Now listen to me.
I see.
There's evidence when you get saved.
Yeah, there are.
A man come in this service here tonight, and I could go to him and say, you're saved, son. I get people come down here tonight with sickness, and I can put my hands on them and pray and say, you're healed. That's all pretty good, you know, and everybody shout. But the problem is he going to be able to walk when he leaves the altar?
Wow.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Sure is right. Jesus said anybody can say that. Yeah. But the proof is, he said, arise, take up thy bed and walk.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. The proof is not you coming down here and crying a little bit and saying, I feel better and I believe I'm saved on John the Church. The proof is when you go out the door, how you walk.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Hangs you back to church next Sunday, next month, and next year. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lord.
He rose up. Thank God and took his bed up and went to his own house, and they still fussed about it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now I want to tell you tonight, several of you here got children, they're watching you. Your life make them women have what you've got. Them that's on your pallet, the pallet out there you're obligated to, your brothers, your sisters, the people in school, if you will. I want to tell you here that's never been saved, some of you young people. Did you know tonight there's people here been like where you are, had the same ideas that you've got?
Sure.
That you've got the world by the tail and the downhill pull, and the old people just don't know really that you know so much. We know something about you. You're young and ignorant.
Amen.
The finest thing you'll ever do, young man, young lady, is to walk the aisle of some church or out there by yourself somewhere, get born again.
Right. Yeah.
Ditch this world and all the cities.
Right
with God.
Right.
I've got notes, there's probably 100 people here. And every one of them saved will be a witness to you tonight. There's nothing like being born again.
Right.
There's people here that have been meaner than you ever dared to be and tried that world, have been on both sides. And thank God they'll tell you this is it.
Yeah.
Bless his name.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm in tonight.
Amen.
Hope yonder in Korea with the calling of God on me. And me trying to get me, I've got saved. I've been saved, no doubt about that, but I was running from God. And I told God, I said, you better not go to Korea with me. I already told the recruiter, you send me as far away as you can. He said, Korea's about 12,000 miles. That's almost halfway around the world. I said, Mama, we'll never know how mean I am. I'll get so mean God won't have anything to do with me. But you can't get away from God.
No.
Amen. I said, I get so mean, but I was over there 16 months. That's all long as I ever had to stay. And I never could cuss or drink whiskey. Are you hearing me? Because I've been born again.
Come on.
That's the Lord on the inside of me.
That
said your mouth.
Bless you.
I don't know how I'd give an invitation, but I'll tell you this. As some of you here tonight while I've been preaching, saw your pastor, you know me.
Yes.
Some of you, your daughter, your son, your grandkids.
Bless you, Lord.
You sure need to try to get them a job by your prayers.
Yes.
You may never get to change some of your own people's hearts, people talk to, but you can live close enough to God to have an effect on them.
Right. Bless you, Lord.
Amen. If there's young people in your house, if they put their feet under your table, they ought to go to your church every time you go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stand, please. We're going to sing together. Ma'am, if you'll come, sir, if you'll come. Sing some song of invitation. You might just want to come in this altar tonight. I'm talking to everybody.
Yes.
Say, God, help me to be a witness, to get somebody that's on the pallet that I'm obligated to the feet of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me tonight? Some of you are here tonight, God showed you what your pallet is and who's on it. Paralyzed. They have no power within themselves to come. And they need your help, your life, and your living to get them where God is. Parents, you ought to obey the Lord tonight while we sing together.
97, church hymn.
Right now, I believe God's.